this week. Two for one podcast week. As Mule rambles and rambles and rambles, because apparently I'm pretty good at rambling. So, you know, and I just had some thoughts the last couple days. As I posted last podcast of Mule Rambles, and I appreciate, you know, I had some of you guys texting, some of you guys sending messages to me saying, you know, you're glad the podcast is coming back. And, you know, I even had a bro reach out saying he loved that it's going back to audio only. And I'm kind of liking that too, man. Just get back to the roots. But, you know, I just had some thoughts about podcasting and content and streaming. And, you know, it's the side of being a creator that no one wants to talk about. I was kind of inspired to talk about this because of our bro N64 Josh. He recently kind of just did a really good podcast on the dark side of gaming, dark side of content creation. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, I sip here on my Jocko Go to keep myself rolling through the day, you know. Orange, it's great. But as I sit here and sip on my energy drink, you know, it takes a lot out of you. Like, I think it's easier to be a creator when you're younger, when you don't have as much as responsibility. So, you know, for all you guys that are younger, when I say younger, I mean like, you know, 16 up to 24, 25. I feel like it's a little bit easier for you to create the content because you don't have as many responsibilities. Maybe you're not married yet. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you're just in college, you know, living under your parents' house still. Those things make it a little bit easier because, you know, you have more expendable income, you have more free time, you don't have as many responsibilities. You have basically your chores and your you know, your parents and your siblings. As you get older, it gets harder. And so like our road at MHG and my road of creating content was tough, man. There is times where it was so tough. You know, you have these unrealistic expectations of yourself and how you want your content to go. Cause everyone wants to like blow up overnight and become an overnight sensation and do really well, right? Get lots of followers and do it full time and create an income for yourself that can sustain yourself. Maybe some friends around you that have helped you as well, sustain your family. And that was kind of always my thought is like, I really wanted MHG to just blow up because I wanted us to be very community focused and make enough money where maybe I can pay some of these guys to write articles and things like that. And I think that's always been the dream, you know, is to bring others up as we glow up, as the youngsters say, glow up, let my riz shine. I know I'm showing my age now, but these expectations you have that you place on yourself just mentally and also the external that you have with so many cookie cutter ideas of how you're supposed to create content. Oh, you need to stream 24/7. You need to create YouTube content all the time for you to be successful. And part of that is true. You know, it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of hours. And, you know, it's a classic mantra, right? Of being prepared for the right moment. It's not luck. It's you were prepared for that moment. But what a lot of people don't talk about is the drain that it can have sustained for a very long period of time. And so one of the things I used to tell my bro Thaddeus Prime and myself and my brain, you know, just because I was a guy that grew up playing sports, is that I'm just going to outlast you by outgrinding you. I'm just going to outgrind you and I'm just never going to give up. And that's the way we're going to get there. And it works to a degree, but also, man, it has a heavy price on your mental health, your physical health, your family. You know, there were times that I was so focused on trying to grow our stream in the early days when we were on Twitch and switching over to Mixer that, you know, I had my daughter and she would have night terrors that we didn't realize were actually seizures. And so sometimes I'd be in a stream and I would feel so conflicted. I'm like, should I even be streaming right now? Because my daughter might have a seizure tonight and I don't want to leave my wife thinking about that by herself. And so I had these expectations that I had unrealistically placed on myself. Because honestly, if I would have asked any of you guys in the community, like, yo, I'm not streaming tonight because I'm worried about my daughter, I'm worried about her health, you guys would have said, of course, Mule. But because like of those mental stigmas that you place on yourself and those unrealistic expectations, you're like, I have to stream. And I still fight those urges, you know, because if you look just currently, I haven't streamed, but maybe twice in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I used to try to stream at least 4 times a week. And that was pretty low considered, you know, for most other people, they're streaming almost every day. Right. And they're streaming like 4 to 6 hours a day. And I used to try to do that. You know, I would wake up at 5 a.m., do whatever I could for creating content, for researching for articles that when we used to run our website, go do my day job, come home, family time, get the kids to bed, get them showered, boom, right back into content until midnight or later. And I did that for years and, you know, became very unhealthy because I was, you know, drinking 5 to 6 cups of coffee a day. And I'm not a guy that drinks my coffee black. Dude, I need it to be a little smooth, right? It can't be bitter tasting to me. So I put cream and sugar in it. And, you know, in college when I was playing basketball and, you know, all I did was play basketball, go to school, part-time jobs and play video games. You know, I was 190 pounds, all muscle. And I ballooned all the way up to, it was almost 230 at one point. It was like 228. And then I made some lifestyle changes, pulled back a little bit on website content creation, streaming, pulled back on podcasting, focused mostly on YouTube, found Jocko's, started drinking those, and I've lost a lot of weight. Now I'm back down to like 209. And still trying to set healthy habits from all those bad expectations I placed on myself to create content and to try to make it as a creator, right? So why am I telling you guys this is I don't want you guys to make the same mistakes that I've made. And I just want you to understand the importance of balance. And it's funny because right before I started to record this podcast, I saw a tweet from our bro, Cray, Cray's World, who is on X. And I'm reading his tweet here and it says, never be afraid to do what is best for you. And you is in all caps. And I stand behind his comment 100%. Like the guy is on point. Because content creation, while it's important and you want to grow, sometimes we have to, like we get these blinders on as creators and we're so focused on the gold and completing the tasks that we don't realize all the things going on around us, right? All the things that are making it more difficult. And sometimes it's actually a detriment to your content. You can become too accessible, if that makes sense. We almost live in an age where we're too accessible, where, you know, if you really want to get Mule's thoughts on something, there's easy ways to find it, whether it's X, whether it's Discord, whether it's live streams, whether it's podcasts. It's almost too accessible. So I think sometimes like finding that balance of like, I'm not going to always be there to comment on something. And when it's something that I know some people want us to talk about, like I'm going to talk about it, right? But it's just an interesting thought that's been rattling in my head the last few days since the last podcast about just that dark side of content creation. There is so much that people don't talk about. You know, people literally dying because they're doing streams and smoking cigarettes and drinking energy drinks to stay up and stream for 12 hours every day. And it's like, I just want to tell all you young guys trying to make it out there, it's not worth it for that, right? There's a better way to do it. And there's no cookie cutter way that's going to work perfectly for you that worked perfectly for somebody else. Like the way Tim the Tap Man made it or the way that Dr. Disrespect or anybody else made it is not going to be the exact same way that you'll make it. But it's this weird like thing with humans psychologically, I guess, where if we see something and see someone's success, we want to replicate it and be that person. And so we try to emulate all of that they did in order to become a successful streamer, successful game developer, whatever you want to be, right? Successful podcaster. there's nothing wrong with imitating, right? Or as they say, imitation is flattery, right? But the important thing that I want a lot of us that are listening to this, and I know that, you know, we have an older audience as well, is that this applies to us as well as old folks, is be you, because there's only one you, and you're created for a reason and for a purpose, and you're created the way you are for a reason. And it doesn't do you any good to try to be somebody else that you're not, especially when everything around you in today's world is trying to tell you to be somebody that maybe you're not. And I think that's really hard as a creator, because they tell creators, you know, at least people who consume content tell you, you got to be like this, this, and this, and this, and this, or I'm not going to subscribe, or I'm going to unsubscribe, or I don't like what you said and I'm going to unsubscribe, or you're not doing what I want, you're not playing the game I want. If you're not playing Destiny 2 for 6 hours a day and you're playing, you know, Helldivers, I'm not going to watch your stream anymore and unsubscribe. Ooh, that is tough as a creator, guys. It's tough. It's that teetering effect of you wanted to entertain the audience that you've gathered, right? You want to also do what's fun. Kind of like we talked about in the last podcast, how, you know, there's definitely, when you're not having fun, it affects the content you're creating and the people who are consuming that content. And so it's just this weird thing, man. It's just been rattling around in my head about just the expectations that we place on ourselves for content creation and being a creator, and expectations we put for being a successful streamer. What does that look like? What does that mean? And, you know, I kind of thought about this. I was like, man, maybe I should start like a consulting business in gaming for youngsters who are trying to create content and need guidance. Because here's the thing. You're going to be able to find, with this age of AI and ChatGPT and Google and all these other AI platforms, you're going to be able to find information really easy and find formulas for what people will tell you on how you need to do things, right? You can find that super easy. Like, how do I replace the headlight in my 2004 Silverado? I can Google that and find it. But what it doesn't give you is experience. What it doesn't give you is understanding. It's a knowledge that you have, but the applicable knowledge, which I butchered that word, I don't even know why I said it that way, but the knowledge of how you do the thing that you want to do is missing because it lacks experience. And as a Star Wars fan, I love, you know, reference Rex when he's talking about how in his book, experience outweighs everything. It outweighs rank. It outweighs everything. And it is true. And I thought about like, man, maybe I should just start this like little consulting thing for like younger YouTubers, younger live streamers, younger creators to help kind of guide them along the way. Just to have coaching sessions with them and sit down and say, all right, like, tell me what you're struggling with. Let's talk it over and let's come up with a plan of what would work best for you. Not a cookie cutter plan, right? Because like doing one thing one way all the time doesn't always guarantee success. The best thing you can do as a creator is be adaptable. And it's just something I thought about, because it's like all these creators, and I think about this even with my younger kids that love gaming as well, and they want to create content, they want to create YouTube channels, they want to podcast, they want to do all these things they see dad do. That's the one thing I'll just say this right now for all you guys that are listening. If you're an older gamer, I want to challenge you to really take some of those younger gamers under your wing. Just give them some guidance, right? Like, be the Gandalf to the Frodo, if that makes sense. Because there's such a dark side of creating content that no one wants to talk about. No one wants to address. No one wants to talk about the emotional roller coaster that it can be sometimes of, oh my gosh, I finally got up to 1,000 followers on Twitch. And then 10 days later, you lost 10 followers and you have no idea why. And so you start to second guess. You think about yourself. You're like, oh, did I do something wrong? Are these bot accounts? Like, and so it's very easy to like fall into that self-doubt and contemplation and not trust who you are and trust what you're doing. And so that's why I feel like as myself, if you've even looked at our own content with MHG, it's been very sporadic the last probably like 3-4 years. And part of that's because I've been wrestling with all these things and thinking about all these things as I've gotten older, because the one thing that age teaches you is your time is getting more and more limited, and you start to realize the importance of things and doing the things that you enjoy, right? And so I'm finding that I really do enjoy podcasting. I really do enjoy creating content, but I kind of want to do it on my own terms. And that's what I've had to learn through all the struggles of the dark side of content creation is, man, find you some good mentors, guys. Find you some good mentors. And this is not just in gaming, but like in life. And let them just speak their experience into you, because it'll help you in so many things. Whether you're a dad, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a streamer or a podcaster, always be a learner, right? Always wanting to learn. And take a minute sometimes to think about that, those expectations that you put on yourself. Whether there's something as simple as, man, I really, really like this friend, but I'm never in his Discord talking about stuff in his Discord. See, that's an expectation you've put on yourself that probably no one even cares about. Like, it's cool when you're there, but it's not like we're going to be like, man, you don't care about any of us here because you're not in our Discord. Man, there's friends of ours that we've had for years that aren't in our Discord, and I don't give a crap. Because what's important for me now as I'm getting older is learning, like, dude, some of these guys have a life, right? Some of these guys are doing, you know, 40, 60 hour weeks or more. And when we can get together and game together, awesome. You know, I have learned that the expectations I put on myself, not to put on others. And that's really the dark side of gaming, because like, it's another thing that's really hard as a creator is like, you have these high expectations of yourself and you can't do it by yourself. And so you usually will have people that will come willingly on your side to help you, and not putting unrealistic expectations on those individuals who come along your side, because they may not have the same dreams and the same vision that you do. I don't know. It's a really interesting thought that I was thinking about. And I was like, man, I gotta record this and get this out there. Oh, these Jockos are so good, man. They're so good. Anyways. And maybe these segments are going to be more like this, where it's just literally my ADD brain just journaling audio on our podcast. But that's just something I've really thought about. And I'm curious for you guys that are listening, if you've ever struggled with kind of the dark side of expectations in content creation or in gaming, or like, you know, the hardest thing for me, especially as someone that has ADHD, is that you're always seeking out those dopamine hits. And so for gaming, it's really easy, especially when it's a new shiny, right? Like, oh, something new. Let's go. I'm going to go buy the game. Go play it. Oh, something new. Let's go. I'm going to go buy the game. Go play it. But I'm really curious if some of you guys have struggled with stuff like that too. Or if you've even struggled with the, you know, the FOMO of like, oh my gosh, these guys, they've played Destiny and, you know, they're so far ahead of me now. Now I'm not even going to try. Like, I don't feel like I can connect with these guys anymore. Or, oh man, these guys, that's all they do is play Apex. I'm never going to game with those guys again. Like, I'm curious if you set those harder expectations on yourself. Because, man, as I just think about it, like, there is a dark underside belly to creating content and gaming. And that's kind of what I'm hoping as we revitalize this podcast, is just bringing the community back together, where it's just some bros hanging out, chatting in the Xbox party chat, you know, having fun, man, encouraging each other, blowing stuff up. But I'm really curious about you guys. I'm really curious if I'm just kind of spitting this out in the wind, and it's something that maybe I've just struggled with and some of y'all have never really dealt with any of that before. But I'm just really curious, man. Really curious for you guys' thoughts. What I'm going to start doing if you listen to us on Spotify, there should be a like QA down below for topics or issues that you want me to talk about in the gaming world. Of course, it's kind of gaming centric, movie centric. Start leaving some comments in there and we'll start talking about it. We even have a spot in our Discord called Podcast where you can go in there and leave comments for me to talk about as well, because I want this to be very like community focused, community driven, if that makes sense. You know, so it helps me focus my ADD brain, because like now I'm like, as I'm sitting here, I'm also like, oh man, a new Halo episode comes out tomorrow for season 2 of Halo. And bro, there's been, I don't know about you guys, but there has been some really good TV on lately. Like Shogun, that show is freaking awesome. Do not watch around kids, by the way. It is not safe around kids. The Bad Batch, it's a little slow for me right now, but it's not bad. I can see where they're building up. I'm enjoying it. They're filling in the gaps for a lot of stuff with Star Wars. Halo, I've really enjoyed the second season of Halo, man. It's been really good. It's been really, really good. Anyways, you're welcome for another MHG podcast episode, and 2 for 1 in 1 week, guys. That's got to be a record, something. I appreciate you guys as always. Thank you so much. I hope you'll have some fun playing whatever game you're wanting to play. Final Fantasy, Helldivers 2, Primetime with the, 150 frames a second or whatever it is now he has on his monitor with his new PC. I see you, Prime. I'm excited for you, man, that you're diving into the PC world. But I hope you guys have a great one. Remember, guys, when in doubt, blow it up, baby.